This is I Did Not Sign Up For This, a bi-weekly show featuring two queer couples. We are U-hauling our friendship and inviting you to join us. I'm Amy, and I'm joined by my partner Sam, as well as Lindsay and Carling. Say, hey, gays!
Hey! Hey!
If you're enjoying the show and want more episodes, join us over on Patreon, where you'll get instant access to the back catalog, entries into giveaways, and so much more. This week, we're talking about dreams. Who's having them? Are they sweet dreams or beautiful nightmares? We're talking about psychic dreams, lucid dreams, and maybe some streamy dreamies. Steamy dreamies. Streamy. Not streamy. I mean, that would be an advancement in technology now, wouldn't it, friends?
Yeah, there's a whole Black Mirror episode, the lesbian ones, the San Bernardino.
No, San Junipero.
San Junipero. Yeah.
What are you saying?
San Junipero.
She knows what I'm talking about. Is this somebody's name?
No.
No, it's the name of a town. Yeah, it's called San Junipero.
You die, but you go and you lay to rest in this, like, tomb.
Virtual world.
But your brain gets hooked up to a virtual world, and then you can, like, live out your...
It's so good. You have to make Colonel
Hampton. It's one of the best.
It's not, but...
It is one of the best rated pieces of, like, women-loving women...
You had to have seen it. You've seen all the Black Mirrors, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought so, but...
Well, we're going to watch it.
I thought we were talking about Northampton.
It's super gay.
It's so gay. It's so good. Anyways.
So dreams. Studies. There was a study in 2022, and it said that we spend, on average, 230,000 hours sleeping in an average lifetime, which works out to be about 26 years of sleep.
Amazing.
Why am I so tired
I'd like to take that consecutively.
Yeah, stick that consecutively starting now.
Wake up when the kids are independent.
So that's a lot of sleep.
It's a lot of sleep.
That is a lot.
Do you think you're more or less than that average?
Less, I think.
Like, is that an 8 hours a night situation?
I don't know.
She just brought the stats. She didn't investigate them.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it said that approximately 80% of people remember their dreams.
80%? That's higher than I would have thought.
Yeah.
So, like, it does, they were trying to figure out what, and there's not a lot of studies done on this, there's a lot of hypotheses, but as to why people remember their dreams and why they don't. What it did say was that males, their dream recall frequency was less when they're stressed, but the opposite was true for women.
Of course.
And that cortisol levels during our menstrual cycles also has a significant impact.
That's interesting.
Typically during your luteal phase, you will remember your dreams more.
What phase is that?
I don't know. The luteal one.
The luteal one.
Heavy bleeding or light bleeding or cramping?
I'm looking it up.
So do you remember your dreams, and how frequently would you say you remember them?
Not 80% of the time, for sure. But I grew up having a recurring nightmare, and then one day it just stopped. I remember being very young and having a recurring nightmare of being chased by a big brown bear, like a grizzly, and it would always almost get me, like almost be at my ankle type thing. And it was the running in sand type feeling.
I hate that.
And then literally one day it just stopped. I've never had that dream again, but it was often enough.
Jeez. I'm curious as to what was going on in your life during that point in time.
I know, me too. Yeah.
I also had like a reoccurring bad dream as a kid that just ended. I don't know when, but it just ended. I haven't had it in a long time.
What was the dream?
Do you remember in the Cabbage Patch Kids, there was like a weasel and a badger or something, and they would like try to steal the cabbage patches?
Do you identify as a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I think so. I loved my Cabbage Patch. We had matching pajamas.
Is it Johnsy Ponsy?
Johnsy Ponsy was my first Cabbage Patch, but I didn't have matching pajamas with him. I had Johnsy Ponsy first. My aunt like fought somebody in 1983 to get her.
Bare knuckles.
Or get him for me. He's bald and he had like a soother and he was like a baby. And then I got Floyd. and I loved him.
Were you consuming a lot of Cabbage Patch media?
I think so. And we had like records. We had like bring your own, we had what's it called? Choose your own adventure, like records. Like, oh, it's time to turn the page. And yeah, I would get chased by these two. It was always winter, which was weird. I would have to like, I would see them come. I would be on like a dirt road, like kind of like the road I grew up on. And I would see them coming and I'd have to run and lay in the ditch and pretend I was dead. And they'd walk past me.
Oh.
That's very dark for a child. Wow.
Yeah. Like, and I don't know what was going on then. I had a really great childhood.
I'd like to invite our special guest therapist on.
I thought you were going to invite the weasel and the badger.
I'm going to look it up while we're talking. I don't know if it was, I know it was a weasel. I don't know what the other guy was though.
Oh.
Sometimes also the guy with the magic hat from the cartoon Frosty the Snowman showed up in those dreams chasing me as well.
Mm-hmm. He was a baddie.
What about you two?
I had a recurring dream. I have one recurring dream as an adult, and we'll get into that later. But as a child, so at West Edmonton Mall, we have an indoor water park, and it's got one of those wave machines in it. And the back was always a mystery to me, like where the waves came from. And as a child, I just acknowledged that it was open and that anybody could get sucked into it.
Oh, my God.
And above the deep end of this wave pool is a bungee jump tower, which is real. Like that you can go bungee jump from the top of the water park down.
Yeah, my cousin used to work that bungee jump tower.
Right. And so in my dream, I would get sucked into the wave machine and spat out the bungee jump tower. Again, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on in my life as a child that I'm manifesting this like horrific torture of myself?
So when I was looking up recurring dreams, it says that 65% of dreams might be associated with things that happen when people are awake. So a lot of times I think that we're trying to process things. So
it's manifesting that time I got sucked into the wave machine and spat out the top
of my... But there was a list of most common recurring dreams.
Ooh,
okay.
So one is like falling endlessly.
Yeah.
Two, being chased or attacked and being unable to defend yourself.
Yeah, the slow run is the worst.
Yeah, that's sand.
Going back to school even years after graduation.
Yeah.
Being unprepared for an important event, like not studying for said important event. Flying uncontrollably or preparing for a flight. Arriving late for a life event or appointment. Being stuck in an inescapable location. Losing control of a car and losing teeth. These are the
most
common.
I've had losing teeth dreams. They're the worst.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't there, I think I read somewhere that there's something associated with losing teeth. Yeah, like
it's like having a feeling of uneasiness or something in your life.
Okay, let me pause. The luteal phase of your cycle is after you ovulate and before your next cycle starts. So it's that.
Okay.
Education. Okay, I'm looking it up.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, so my recurring dreams as a kid, they were awful. I had a lot of very, very bad dreams because my childhood was traumatic. So like there was always leaving the church in my dreams as a family. And then there was an old lady who would like follow us, but she could smell with her hair.
Oh.
And so then everyone else would run home and I had like the lead legs and I couldn't move my legs. And then she would grab me and eat me. So that was fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Like, I would have a lot of tornado dreams that would just come and rip things apart. Oh. But because of this, I learned how to control my dreams. I just taught myself how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lucid dreaming. Can you control your dreams?
No.
I can't.
You've never controlled your dreams?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Sure.
Well,
I don't remember my dreams that much.
So when I was looking up lucid dreaming, it said that 55% of people have had one or more lucid dreams in their lifetime.
So that's where you like feel like you're in control and you can affect
or
things.
Where you recognize that it's a dream.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Inside the dream.
I'll go through phases where I can remember dreams for quite a while and then I'll go for like years without being able to remember. And like, maybe I should make note of what's happening in my life during those times. But yeah, I've had times where like I've died in dreams before, or I've been in a dream and thought, this isn't a dream. Like, this is real life. Holy crap. And then I wake up and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. It's scary. So like I figured out just kind of like, look, thinking about my dreams and then realizing that I was dreaming. So I would lay on the top bunk of my bed And then I would imagine that I was flipping through, like, you know, at those old timey record jukeboxes, and you could pick a record. So I would kind of like pretend to like file through, and then I would try to pick my own dream. And then I'd think about it and think about it and think about it. And then sometimes I dream about it and sometimes I wouldn't. But there was one clear moment that I remember where I was running away from people chasing me in a stairwell, and there was a pine cone on the ground, and I picked it up and I went, huh. And I jabbed it into my leg and I didn't feel pain. And I went, this is a dream. And I turned around and I said, stop. And then they stopped chasing me.
Good for you. Wow.
I know.
Yeah. So from all of this, I learned to like kind of control things. And I was started doing that with some of my recurring themes, like tornadoes. I would yell at it to stop, and then it would turn into Taz from the Looney Tunes.
He was my favorite.
And I'm like, why are you doing this? And then it would talk to me and tell me why it was destroying things. And so now when I see a tornado, there's like this big change that's looming in the horizon for whatever is happening in my life. And I go, okay, I'm stressed about this change. Let's talk about it and make sure that I'm comfortable with whatever's happening. So
that's funny. You can actually look up how to train yourself to lucid dream.
I have those methods.
Yeah. Excellent. Before you get into that, losing teeth.
Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, yeah.
So I Googled it like you do. And the first thing came up, the first thing that came up said, what does it mean if you lose your teeth in a dream? It says a recent loss of something, which makes sense, like a job, relationship, or loved one. And then the next thing that came up was, why are my teeth suddenly falling out? Was the next Google.
Real life. Terrifying. Yeah, it's just kind of what I've learned from my own dreams, because I was plagued by nightmares growing up, was figuring out that things aren't literal, but the feeling that you're feeling within the dream is what it is that your brain is trying to process. So if you're losing something and you're feeling terrified, you're like, okay, I'm terrified of losing something. Or I still very frequently dream about showing up to a concert for band and not having my instrument, not having the right clothes, and just not being prepared. Yep. So I go, okay, so I'm concerned that I'm either not going to show up as my best self in whatever's happening, or that I'm just going to be underprepared. So it's looking for those general themes. But if you are interested in lucid dreaming, there are ways to do that. And apparently I just taught myself how to do it. And now looking at these things, I'm like, oh, this is actually what you're supposed to do. So one is called the WILD method. It's wake initiated lucid dreaming. So you enter dreaming from waking life. So basically you notice when it is that you're falling asleep and kind of go, this is what I'm going to dream about.
I'm going to try that tonight.
It takes a lot of mental focus.
Yeah.
None of that.
You fall asleep in like 1 second sometimes.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Try to pick what it is that you're dreaming about. See if you can do it. It's hard. So that one says it takes a long time to master that skill, but
you're
it is
do
doable.
It tonight, I bet.
Challenge accepted.
Then there's reality testing, which is method number two. So checking your surroundings within your dream to confirm that it's a dream. And there's different ways that you can do that. They say like for some things like during your waking hours, looking in the mirror and looking at yourself to see what that looks like. And then in your dream, go and take a look in the mirror.
I don't do that on a daily basis. I'm not going to do that.
Here's what I worry about, though, is that means that there is a time you're going to be checking reality even when you're not dreaming.
Yeah. Checking reality while you're not dreaming. That's kind of a weird thing, right?
Like, that'd be funny. Mm-hmm. If I was like in an elevator and I just started
like, is this real?
Yeah.
Pinching yourself.
You're just kind of studying, right?
Yeah.
Studying something
it's
to
like,
be like.
It's like looking at an AI picture, right? You're looking for the things that are just not quite right. When you told me about lucid dreaming, I was like, I'm going to learn how to do this. And so I looked up one of the methods, and I'm sure it must be similar to this one. And they're like, you can train yourself to give yourself a symbol in your dreams.
Oh.
So like, they're like, think of like a red balloon. So like if you're in an elevator and suddenly there's a red balloon, you know, you're in a dream. Right. And so
elevator dreams.
Those we'll the get worst. There. Those are my recurring adult dreams.
I hate elevator dreams.
Then there's another method where you wake up. It's called wake up back to bed. So you set an alarm for 5 hours into your sleep.
No.
And then you wake up and then you wake yourself up for 30 minutes.
No.
And then you go back to bed.
No. There'd be no going back to sleep for me.
I'm too tired thinking about that.
No.
Like, and then the other one, wake up and have to do anything.
I would wake up and have to go like nurse a kid, and I would sit in the chair in the bed in the kid's bedroom, and I would play Candy Crush, and then I would be ruined. Like, I wouldn't fall back asleep. I'd have to like make a conscious decision to leave my phone and like go nurse the kid and then come back. But then sometimes I'd be falling asleep in the chair while I'm nursing them, but there's, which is also dangerous. So
there was no way. You win some, you lose some.
Something about staring at a phone and having a human attached to your nipple just wakes you up, I guess.
It's the worst. The other is said to dream journal. But if I had to recommend any of them, it's to do the reality testing.
Yeah.
Try to figure out in your dream what's not quite right.
Right. But for Lindsay, she can't remember her dreams. So
she's pooched.
Sorry, Lindsay, you're out of this.
Like, it's not.
Lucid dream.
Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, I'll wake up and be like, oh, I had, like, a funny dream or a dirty dream or a something. And I'll, like, know that, but I can't recall, like, I couldn't take you step by step through it. You don't want to.
Don't remember the details.
Really.
I do, but.
But there's times where I'll wake up, I'll like maybe I had a dream, and then it'll be like 2:30 in the afternoon and somebody will say something to me or something will happen and I'll be like, oh, I dreamt about that last night. And it'll just like click. And I'm like, oh, that's so weird. And like all of a sudden it'll all come back to me.
Right. Remember the time I woke up laughing?
Yes.
Or I woke up and I was talking and then
you fell we were talking and you fell asleep for like a second. And then you're like, was I sleeping? And I was like, mm-hmm. You're like, was I talking? And I was like, mm-hmm.
And then but then I remember waking up once and getting up and going to the bathroom. And then I was like, maybe I was just dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just started laughing. Like, I don't know what.
And I was like, what's happening?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have bathroom dreams? Like where you really got to go in your sleep and then you wake up and you're concerned that you've wet the bed?
No, yeah, I did have a sleepover once.
I have done that before as an adult.
Oh
yeah, just like I don't know if I drank too much or something. Like I didn't like wet the bed. It wasn't like,
oh, okay.
But like I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh my god, I'm almost peeing.
Yeah, you gotta run.
I was at a sleepover once. I had to pee so bad, but I was too scared to get up and go to the bathroom because like I didn't know the house. Whatever. It was last year.
At my house?
No, I probably would have been like 9 or something. And I remember falling asleep and then waking up because I had to pee and then falling asleep. And then I had a dream that I went to the bathroom, but I was actually just peeing. When I woke up in the morning, like, I just think this mom, like, I don't know who I thought was going to believe me. But I was like, yeah, I just spilled my water. But like, I didn't have like a vessel of water. And it was obviously would have been urine. And the mom was so kind. And she was like, oh, it's okay. It happens.
Moms are so good.
Yeah.
See, whenever I have dreams where I really need to pee, I really need to pee, but then there's no doors on the bathroom stalls.
Oh. So you're just like,
I would just wet the bed.
Just constantly. Frantically running around.
Oh, you can't find get a moment into the bathroom. I thought you were having no, there's to a pee
giant,
in front
it's
of
like
people.
A giant, yeah, there's a giant bathroom, but none of the stalls have partitions.
So
you're just kind of going in front of people and or like the bathrooms are really gross and dirty and you're like, no.
Like I have a fear that I'm going to wet our bed because I've come so close to like just waking. Like I'm in the bathroom and I wake up and I'm like, holy shit, I got to pee.
My God.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
It's okay if you do.
Sam, tell us about your recurring adult dreams.
Okay. So original Willy Wonka movie. You know, at the end, yeah, start there. You know, at the end where the elevator goes up and then shoots out the top of the building? It's always in a hotel, and there's usually 3 elevators, and 2 of them are out of service. So I'm on the last one, and you get in, and it, like, shakes, right? Like, it's uneasy. You can feel it moving around in the elevator shaft. But I have to go to, like, the 30th floor, so I ain't taking the stairs. There's no way. Like, I'll risk death before I take the stairs.
Before I go up 30 flights. Yeah, you might die anyways.
Exactly. So anyways, yeah, it would either shoot right out the top of the building or just plummet. And I have these weekly. Like,
oh
just,
my God.
Huh. Yeah, they're really bad and very frequent. So I don't
know. And you, like it. What happens? Like, is there a conclusion or do you wake up before
you just fall forever?
I usually fall forever.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Walt Disney World and been on the Hollywood Tower of Terror when the elevator drops?
No.
Well. Don't
yeah
or it will solve your, or be one of those things where you go on and it solves your dreams.
Well, there we go.
It's like you get exposure
therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get in the ride and it you're in an elevator, but you're sitting with like a bar across your lap and you go, it's like telling you a story. And the whole time the elevator is slowly going up and around. And then you get to the top and the doors open and the like bright sunshine comes flooding in after you've been in the dark for the last 15 minutes. And then it just goes, whoop.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that'd be fun. I love a ride. Like, I'm not opposed. We've done
same.
What's it called at again West Edmonton Mall?
The roller coaster, the mind bender.
That's a roller coaster.
There's the drop of doom too. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, like I
space
have
no, shot. I think is what they call that.
Yeah,
one.
Space shot. I have no problem with rides in real life, but
I'm where just not are you trying to go? Is it usually for work?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it's band trips. It's like all circles around band. Usually.
Oh.
But that's the equivalent of work for a child.
Camp. Yeah. So what the way that my brain is interpreting this is that it has to do with like a commitment.
Probably.
So either you're going to be given more than what you need, or like when it comes to a commitment, like having to do too much, or you're just going to fail and plummet.
Something
of that nature. Usually if I have an elevator dream, I'll either go to like a basement and it will be like hell.
Oh,
like nice. There's an evil presence there and it's like dark and scary and I have to find a way to escape.
Yeah.
This is like really that. Fun, guys.
Oh, we go to the basement of hell.
We got to spring for that therapist pretty quick.
You know, since we're on the theme of creepy and spooky, have you ever encountered sleep paralysis?
Oh, no. I think terrible. I have once or twice. I don't know.
I have. When I was really little, probably like 6 or 7, I remember being homesick, like I had the flu or something.
Fever dream.
Yeah, like I think it was like a fever dream. Like I woke up, but I think I was still asleep. I knew that there was a monster behind me, but I couldn't roll over to look at what it was. I just had this sense of what was behind me and I needed to roll over and look at it, but like I couldn't move my body. Is that sleep paralysis?
It is.
That's what I think. Oh, yeah. 100% it is. Yeah. So sleep paralysis says it happens in about 7.6% of people. Hmm. And the way that they've explained that this happens is that usually during the REM cycle, there's surges in something called the sympathetic tone, which means that it's preventing movement in your body parts from responding to your dream. So your muscles are temporarily paralyzed so that you don't just like try to run or flail around in your dreams. It says often sleep paralysis is accompanied by visual hallucinations. Mm. And there's two categories that they have. One is an intruder, which is a dangerous person or presence.
So that's you.
And the other is an incubus, which is pressure on your thorax.
Ooh.
And it carries out aggressive acts.
Jesus.
Like. Yeah, right? Super spooky. It is very distressing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Its name is Kevin.
He sits on your chest.
And he does indecent acts.
Correct.
Oh, damn it, Kevin.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I was a teenager and I woke up. So like if your brain wakes up, but your body hasn't woken up yet in the middle of this REM cycle, then your mind is awake, but your body is still temporarily paralyzed. And that's what causes the sleep paralysis, is that the two are not connected to each other yet. And I remember waking up and feeling that evil presence and being like, turn over and look at the clock, or like turn on the radio. Roll over and do it. And I couldn't do it. And so then you sit there and you freak out because you're stuck. And then eventually you catch up and then it's done, right? But it's a very scary thing to happen.
I have the opposite of sleep paralysis, and that is sleepwalking beyond university.
Go for it, Sam. Oh, share.
No.
When I was in university, I had a dream that there was an earthquake in my apartment. And so I got up in my sleep and pulled every piece of art off the wall and put on the floor and took my hamster that I had at the time, took her out of her cage and put her in the bathtub.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Probably she was safest during an earthquake.
Yeah.
Hamsters fill their little pouches with air and they swim. I used to put my hamster in the lake.
It was not a full bathtub, let's be clear. It was an empty, dry bathtub. Good. Prior to this event, I was asleep. My bed does not remain full.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. You're filling the bathtub, getting in.
Preparing for earthquakes.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. And then one time when Amy and I were living together, this was pre-kids. I, in the middle of the night, climbed on top of Amy.
Which sounds great.
Yeah. Cowgirl style. And I start jabbing her ribs with my fingers.
So I'm on my back.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I see Sam doing this.
What the hell is happening? Not great. One time, same place, I woke up and I reorganized our bookshelf.
Yeah, but you were trying to, I think I said, what are you doing? And then you went, I don't know. And then you went back to sleep.
Yeah, and then one time I told you you had a nice hat.
Yeah.
I said, nice hat. And you went,
Thank you. Although we have, it hasn't happened recently, but we used to talk to each other in our sleep.
Mm-hmm. And like, how did you discover this?
Because we would wake up and I'd be like, Sam, I had the weirdest dream. She's like, tell me about it. There was like, I was in this museum, but then I fell into this painting of swirling paint. And then
I'd go, that's funny. I had a dream about pouring paint into things. And we discovered like through these discussions that we were probably talking. I was like, the paint. And you're like, yeah, the paint.
You're so in love. You're even in your own dreams together.
Yeah.
Can't escape it. No.
That's lesbian love, baby. Yeah.
That's lesbian love. Love,
baby. Yeah.
I used to sleepwalk as a kid, but so I used to be obsessed with, I always wanted to share a bed with my big sister. She hated it. Like, I get it now. But so then I remembered we came to a decision where I could sleep in her room two nights a week. But I would often wake up to her yelling at me and hitting me because I'd be asleep with my feet on the floor, but like my body on the bed. but I don't remember doing it. And my sister would just be screaming at me.
And you were probably like just tall enough that you were like, burr.
Yeah. Like I was just little. So thanks, Dinka.
So Lindsay, does she still do that today?
No, because she lets me sleep with her all the time.
Yeah. It'd be different.
Yeah, not just two nights.
That's really funny. Okay, there's this next category called psychic dreams. So there are four types of psychic dreams that I've learned about. Precognitive, which is predicting a future event.
Hmm.
There's telepathic. These other ones get kind of muddy because I feel like they're the same thing. Telepathic, which is where something has been accurately revealed through their thoughts, actions, or life situations from somebody else. So like you're connecting to somebody else's brain, or it could be an animal. Apparently there's one person who always dreams about whales whenever they're going through their migration phase. And then there's clairvoyant dreams, which says you're connected to or with an object or a situation. So like you might dream about an earthquake and then you find out that there's been an earthquake somewhere overseas.
Is that not the same as precognitive, as predicting a future event?
But like it happened at the same time.
I see.
Not necessarily in the future.
And telepathic is you're connecting to another being. Okay. And then what's the
And then
one?
Psychic spying. It said, look out. Don't,
I want
they
that
don't
one.
I know. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's where you can dream about intimate details of somebody else's life. They say that sometimes you can, if you know somebody, you might dream about their house and you can like walk about the house in your dream and like.
That's Harry Potter. That's objects. How Harry Potter and Voldemort are connected.
Mm-hmm.
They can see where
psychic spying.
They can see where each other are.
Being John Malkovich, but those are two different genres of movie.
They are.
I mean, if you had to pick one of those, which ones would you pick?
I mean, Harry Potter has magic. I know that's not what you're talking
about. That's not what I'm asking.
Like, I think I would want to either connect with someone, like an animal, or like predict the future. But like, I don't want to wake up and be like, dang it, that earthquake was real. Like, I've missed it. What good am I?
People would think I'm an idiot if I was like, yeah, I dreamt that that earthquake was happening. And they'd be like, okay, well, could you
like it already
tell
happened.
Us a little sooner?
So, yeah.
Like, I'd feel like a letdown.
Yeah.
But I think the predicting the future, but like, oh, I think my anxiety, I'd be like, there's going to be an earthquake. And I'd just be
like, I don't know where, I don't know when.
Yeah, like how much do I know? How much can I affect it? I think telepathically communicating with...
Can I get infinite more wishes with this?
That's not part of the game. You've been disqualified.
You can't bring people back from the dead. You can't make people fall in love. And you can't wish for more wishes.
No. Have you ever had a dream? Something kind of like weird and spooky where things have happened like that? No?
Okay. I don't really think so. Into dreams, I guess.
I wonder if there's a connection between like old soul type things and like people dreaming.
How do you tell how old a soul is? Do you have to cut it and count its rings?
I have no idea. Yeah. Like a tree stump.
Can you do that a little later in life?
You've had lots of spooky psychic things.
I have, which is why I included it. There was one time I had a dream, and I can always tell because they're like out of the ordinary of the regular landscape of my dreams. So I had this dream with this very old like brick house. My Oma came up to me and she said, I'm preparing for a trip. I'm like, oh, where are you going? She's like, I'm going back home, because she's from Germany. Are you coming back? And she goes, I haven't decided yet. And then 6 months later, she had a stroke.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But you told it. You told everybody.
I told people. I'm like, okay, look, sometimes I have these weird like dreams where things are happening. I'm just going to tell you because
You'd hate yourself if you didn't, right?
Yeah. But that one, she was recovered.
Yep.
And she came back from the trip. So that was one thing. I recently had a dream about somebody and I told them that I had this dream where they found $10 in their pocket and then we were trying to feed them a dinner and they said, actually, like, I need a lot of meat because I'm low on iron. And so I messaged them and I said, I had this weird dream, and I told them about it and they said, you know what? It is really weird. Like, I am low on iron. And yeah, so that was a weird thing.
She's a woman. So
yeah, so
statistically low on iron. But yeah, she did comment on how like the money thing made sense.
Yeah. The time when I fell asleep and your bubby came and visited me.
Right after her death?
Yep. That was good.
Like, do not forget to mention that you were sleeping in her bed.
Yeah in the bubby-shaped crevasse.
That's important.
So every so often, if I have a strange dream, like something that really stands out, I kind of just, I nod at it.
Yeah.
But this kind of blends into a next topic. So some people think the telepathic dreams, they have this dream, and this happens frequently for some people, where they dream that their partner is cheating on them. And it said, you know, look into that because that might be a real thing.
Might be you telepathically connecting to your partner and then seeing them cheating on you.
Oh.
I feel like you already have some hints and that's why you're dreaming about it. Like,
yeah. It's some psychological.
So this is where we get into steamy dreamies.
Steamy dreamies. It's here on the paper.
Because I'm so terrible at remembering dreams, talking about this just made me remember. I do sometimes have a reoccurring dream as an adult.
What is it?
Okay.
I end up in a house and it usually starts off as my house I grew up in back home. It's like the basement. It's like room after room after room after room. And like it never ends. And I don't know why I have it. It's not a bad dream. It's not a scary dream. But I'll probably have it like once a year. But like I very rarely remember it. So yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I used to also have a lot of traumatizing sleep because my ex-husband has epilepsy. And so he would only have seizures in his sleep. And so for 10 years, it was my job to wake up and then look at the time and record how long he was seizing for and make a note in my phone. So like, I think having like a lot of interrupted sleep like that, you don't get to dreaming.
When that would interrupt when your cycles.
An epilepsy secretary.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when dreamies. It comes to steamy dreamies, if you were to dream about somebody else, is that considered cheating?
No.
Wow.
No. No. Okay.
How many times have you cheated on me?
Like none.
Oh, sure. No, I think because
she
you
just
can't
doesn't remember.
Yeah, it's involuntary.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't think that dreaming about somebody sexually means that you are attracted to them necessarily. There's lots you can have like a sexy dream about somebody and you're like, oh, sweet Jesus, what just happened? But the
Yeah. No, so no. I've mentioned this before. I work with a lot of guys and I've told them like there have been some who've come to me just outright and been like, I dreamt about you last night. Like we had sex in my dream last night. No, but like we're friends. Right. And so I've told them, I'm like, you have to tell me, am I any good? Cause I've never been with men. So tell me. And they're like, I mean, it was fine.
Great. You're in. You're
yeah.
in.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
I made it. Yeah, I know what I'm doing in other people's dreams.
So we had a brief discussion, like dreaming about celebrities was one thing.
True.
But if you dream about somebody that you know, does that change anything?
Yeah. It was just, yeah, I don't.
No.
I don't think it changes anything, but like, it's like, if I have a dream about somebody, I'll be like, oh, and then I'm like, do I have to look at that person today? Like, I'm not going to tell them, but like in my head, I'm like, uh-oh.
Just like. Yeah. Shield your eyes. I can't look at you.
I very rarely have a steamy dreamy. It doesn't happen frequently for me.
No, that's true. And we'll usually, like, as soon as we wake up,
we'll like, congratulate each other.
Oh, yeah. It's yeah. like, wow.
Yeah. Katie like, Perry, usually.
Impressive.
If I'm with someone, I'll usually only have dreams about them. And I don't, like, remember them that much. I do something in my dreams, though, that. That I don't Go know on. If it's I don't know if it's normal. I guess it's the equivalent of like my mom listens.
Just thinking about your mom. Funny.
You guys, my boss listens.
Oh god.
That I have just realized.
Yeah.
Sean.
Hey.
Hey Sean.
Like I can have an orgasm in my dream if I'm having a steamy dream.
Whoa.
Like I'm jealous.
Congratulations.
No Thanks. Kidding.
That's like the most
normal
efficient.
Or not. Wait.
You don't get to, like, enjoy it? I don't know. Like,
do you?
Like, it's all right. I'll, like, wake up.
You don't have to do any of the work?
Like, sometimes I wake up and I'll be like, And then I, like, wonder, like, did you, like, did I do anything? Like, was I
Just
moving
Just slap my ass and be like, that was fun.
And you're like, what?
What? I was being chased by a bear.
Yeah. It was a Lindsay-shaped bear.
I'm gonna get you.
Anyways,
terrible.
Yeah,
that's like so
it's like
efficient,
a party
though.
Trick. Yeah,
yeah,
a party trick. I don't know,
hey guys.
But
give me 8 solid hours.
Watch this.
He just falls asleep. That's great. Yeah.
But if you think about it. Well, do men have wet dreams or is that only
No, like that's
boys?
A, like
oh, like I bodies think... with penises have wet dreams. But is that like a puberty specific thing or is that puberty and beyond?
Like I thought like most men wake up with boners.
I'm afraid to Google this.
If you're a body with a penis
yeah.
and you have wet dreams.
Comment below.
No. Please don't.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. We don't want to know.
The things that we've requested.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
So there was one point that I thought was interesting because I was looking up like Reddit conversations about is it cheating? And one person said that they can lucid dream multiple sexual partners in their dreams.
Interesting.
Is that?
Interesting.
Like if you're picking and choosing on purpose, that's like the same as maybe like cheating over like text. I don't know.
My argument was that it's not cheating because you don't have like conscious control. But if you're saying you do have conscious control.
I think it depends on the how much conscious control it is because in my dreams where I have realized I'm dreaming and I'm like, oh, steamy dreamy would be a fun genre right now. Typically, I don't get to choose who.
Open
it's just
the
like
Rolodex.
The nearest body that's there.
Like the person chasing you or something in the staircase?
It could be.
The tornado?
You and the Tasmanian devil?
Spins into a sexy Tassie?
It's a wild time. But then like, it's usually because as soon as I recognize that it's a dream, I will wake up shortly after.
Right.
So normally my steamy dreams don't go terribly far.
You get to pull a Lindsay.
Yeah. You got to go through it.
It's a process. I did read one comment in one of these Reddit or Quora threads, and I thought it was worthwhile to bring up. Have you ever heard of spiritual wife or husband? A lot of people go through this horrible experience nowadays, i.e. dreaming of somebody else. It's all about having sex with demons in your sleep, to an extent of physically finding yourself wet. People do not believe in demons, but unfortunately they do exist, and they harass human beings on a daily basis. I have successfully helped victims to put on the whole armor of God before sleeping, loudly reading Ephesians 6:11-18 every day until these go away. And they do go away.
I'm going to crop that into a Instagram post to make it seem like you're saying it.
I am not saying that. I just thought it was really interesting that it's the demons. That's the
like
answer.
That's someone with a real guilty conscience.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
Yeah. Some hot demons.
Yeah.
Could get into that.
Combine maybe that with some... your sleep paralysis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sit on my chest. Anyways. So glad my mom, my mother's no longer with us and can't listen to this podcast. She'd be laughing.
Yeah. Cheers. There was only one other category that I thought that all of us could uniquely speak to.
Speaking
and
of
that is dead family dreams.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dream of a deceased family member who pops up? And how are those for you?
I don't think so. I actually wish that I could, but I don't think I've had a dream about, like, my dad who died recently.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, if I have, it obviously didn't affect my life in a negative way because I'm not traumatized by it. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, my mom and I used to work at Staples together. And so I will have dreams that I'm working at Staples again. And she comes out of the back room and I am furious. I'm like, we thought you were dead.
What are you doing here?
How dare you?
What are you doing? Like actually mad. Like,
oh no.
So mad.
Yes. Yeah, so mad. Yeah, like totally like throws off your day kind of dream. Just where the hell were you? Like, and she's like, I don't know. It's just doing stuff.
It's like, why would you hide this from me? Yeah. Why? Yeah. So I get those too, where my sister will show up and is like, like, I'm glad that you're here, but I am so angry that you pretended to be dead. And I've lived this whole life without you. And now you're trying to walk back in.
Yeah.
I used to remember more of my dreams in high school. My friend Robin and I would talk about her mom had a dream book. And we would, like, walk to school together and share our dreams. But Robin told me recently, well, not recently, but, like, over the years, she's had to stop eating cheese after dinner because it gives her bad dreams.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, so they were saying, like, I was looking into why some people have bad dreams, and some of it is like you've watched something that you shouldn't have watched, or you've eaten spicy food and so your body can't like get comfortable because you've got some indigestion or something like that. But yeah, those things can affect you.
Interesting.
So we did have some people who have shared some of their dreams. I asked somebody close to me and they said, yes, of course I can share the dream that they had last night. It was my sister.
No, you were so cagey about it. Somebody close to me. Yeah.
Like, okay. Are they in the room with you right now?
She said, first, I was acting in a Big Bang episode, and then Justin Timberlake came in while they were in between takes, and then he started hugging and kissing her. And then he got me into another movie, and then she was asked to come on his team. She said, AJ cried, her husband, and told me to go, smiling and happy. She said she woke up in such a good mood. And then she said she had to pee, so she went pee and then went back to bed, and then the dream continued
once she fell asleep. That never happens.
She got it. She did it. Yeah,
those are the best ones.
You just lay there and you're like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then never happens.
Do you have people that wrote in?
Yeah, I put on our social medias and got a couple. I had somebody on Instagram, Jordan, said, I have some weird dreams, and then in brackets, probably the medication, but my latest one I can remember is that I'd created an extra child for my friend, and I was picking up this anonymous child from school, only I'd done something wrong, and they were really mad at me. When I was walking home, I saw my brother-in-law and his girlfriend there, and they thought it was really funny. Unfortunately, I forget a lot of things. I have a lot of themes in my dreams that are true to life, but nothing specific has come true.
Hmm. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
And then Nikki commented, I have a reoccurring annual dream that I'm at my old house in the country throwing a football in the yard with my dad. All of a sudden, we hear the Star Wars Imperial March song start playing and a large army starts parading down the highway. And lo and behold, Hitler is riding in a tank down in the middle of it all.
Nikki!
I look to my dad and he walks to the garage and takes out a potato cannon and we start launching potatoes at Hitler, as you do.
Potato guns are so fun, though.
And then I always wake up. I've had it since I was about 14 and have it every single year, although at different times. No idea what it means.
Wow.
That.
And then amazing. Liza said, until I was pregnant with my daughter, I used to have night terrors a few times a week. It was always the same theme. I would be somewhere and it was dark and there would be some kind of threat, usually someone breaking into our house or chasing me down a dark alley. But what scared me was the fact that no matter how scared I was in the dream, I could not scream. I would try and it was like my voice was paralyzed. However, in reality, I would be screaming bloody murder, quite loud, in fact, much to my poor husband's chagrin. Aww. Oddly, those reoccurring dreams all but stopped when I had my daughter. Now I get them a few times a year at most. That's funny to be dreaming that you like need to scream and can't, but in actually, real life, you're screaming. Just like,
yeah.
I've had those
screaming ones where you can't scream, but.
Yeah, I've woken myself up by screaming once.
I forgot there's two more little ones on our stories people posted. Rachel said, a dream I've had is crashing in the ocean while in a plane, but not dying and sinking to the ocean floor.
Ooh, boy.
That's like a claustrophobic, like.
That's everything. Ooh. That's all of it. I do have, recurring airplane ones. Those are scary too.
That is scary. And then Jana said, I predicted my husband's grandma's death the day before it happened because of a dream.
Jana.
She's got that precognitive psychic stuff.
Thought you were going to break into song.
I know, it sounded like it. That.
Always keeping you on your toes here.
I do have quite a few people in my orbit who have stopped, say, like smoking marijuana, and then their dreams come back, and they don't know how to handle it. Because as like habitual, like recurring smokers, they would smoke to go to sleep. And so when their system gets rid of it and they're finally absorbing their dreams and they just can't handle it mentally.
Interesting. Yeah,
very interesting. And I think similar for like if you're stopping drinking or like anything kind of
alcohol consumption was one of those things.
Yeah.
Wyatt seems to have bad dreams if he takes melatonin. We tried melatonin with him because he has ADHD and then not being able to sleep is super common or fall asleep easily. And so he could fall asleep, but then he'd wake up at like 1-2 in the morning with a bad dream. And we were like, well, this isn't helping.
Yeah.
So I'd rather him be awake until 10 quietly in his room trying to fall asleep to a sleep story or something than fall asleep right away and then wake up screaming at 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, melatonin has been, or at least when I was reading things, it says that there seems to be a correlation between melatonin and bad dreams. So,
you were taking it for a bit. Did you have bad dreams?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and we take it basically when you think you're going to need it. So, like if your brain's going on something or you're stressed, we'll take a melatonin. But you're not supposed to take it very often because your body can become dependent on it.
Yeah.
So, PSA.
PSA.
Don't be freebasing melatonin every
this
night.
This episode jump brought between to you melatonin by... and weed and alcohol.
Yeah.
Your basis. So you don't get addicted to anything.
Yeah.
Mix and match.
For legal reasons, that is not real advice.
Yeah.
Do not.
Don't do it. Doctors.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoyed diving into this episode with us. Want access to exclusive content and giveaways while supporting the work that we do? Join us over on Patreon at patreon.com/ I did not sign up for this. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And hey, if you're feeling generous, we would love it if you left us a review. It really helps us to grow and improve. We love hearing from you, so connect with us on social media. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Share your thoughts, suggestions, or just say, hey! We always appreciate it. Thank you for spending this time with us. We appreciate your support, and until next time, have a fantastic week.
Bye!
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.